Okay, so I put a picture of Mama Mary on Twitter and I'm like, "Happy birthday, Mama Mary," you know? And then someone had asked me, "How could I do that when it says in Exodus 20, verse 4, you shall not make for yourself an idol or likeness of anything in the heavens above or the earth below or in the waters beneath the earth." How do I explain that? She's not an idol of ours. We just,
No, I don't idolize her. Well,
if
in a
I
certain
didn't
sense, I
draw the
suppose I
picture.
do. I want to imitate her as she imitates Christ. Well, what is forbidden is, let's see if I can find it here. You shall not make for yourself a pestle. That's the word in Hebrew, a pestle. That's a very specific word that is an idol. In other words, the image of a god. You can't make any pestle. No, don't do it. A pestle, or then you got munah, an image of anything that is on earth, under the earth. Let's see here. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord, am God, a jealous God. What the text is saying is you're not to make images of any god. Now, if you want to be very strict about the imitation, it's anything on earth, and then the word is to bow down. Let's see here. Let's see what it's a primary. It means to bow down, which is it means to worship. You shall not worship it. In this context, the verb is shachah. It means to prostrate yourself before them as the worship of a god. And then it goes on to say, the text goes on to say, you shall not serve them. This is something that we would find incomprehensible, modern people. You shall not, the word literally means you shall not be their slave. Abad, it means to be a slave. Now, first of all, the images of our Blessed Mother and the saints, we don't revere them as, we don't think of them as gods. And if we do, we should stop. They're not gods. They're bits of plaster. And we might decorate them. Filipinos are delightful. They have the Santo Niño, the Holy Child. And if you're a nurse, you'll dress the Santo Niño up in hospital sweats. That's, or, hospital scrubs, that sort of thing. But that's not serving the image. In ancient temples, they used to put out food for the gods. They used to put out, every year in Athens, they would change Athena, the great statue of Athena's robe in the temple on the Acropolis. Don't do that. We don't do that. We don't think of them as living beings. Whereas in the ancient world, they were kind of living beings. For us, they're reminders and things that help us focus in prayer. But they are not. They are not idols. In other words, the word idol is quite specific, and idolatry is forbidden. We agree with that. These are not gods. We do not serve them. They are focuses and reminders in prayer. But no reasonable Catholic believes that that bit of plaster over on the shelf is the Blessed Mother. Does that help?
Yeah, it does.
Good.
All right.
If they want to call me and complain, fine. I'd love to talk to them. But yeah, I've never worshipped a statue in my life. I have looked at one while praying. I have knelt at a shrine of the Blessed Mother, but I have never, ever thought of that bit of wood or plaster as a living being. It's nuts.